I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, April 27th. Just getting information now about a fire at a Quincy elderly housing complex that occurred 2 weeks ago. On April 13th at 11 p.m., a fire broke out in a fourth-floor apartment at the 1000 Southern Artery Senior Center, triggering the sprinkler system, which put the fire out. A man found in a bedroom of the apartment was safely evacuated. Officials say the fire started in the kitchen and is not considered suspicious. Maintenance crews repaired the damage caused by the fire and the sprinklers. A driver fled the scene after a Jeep crashed into a house in Weymouth early this morning. Crash happened just before 1:15 a.m. on Bridge Street near C Street. When officers arrived at the scene, the driver was not in the area. The driver, who was not identified, was later found close to the scene with the help of the Quincy Police Canine Unit, taken to a hospital to be evaluated. No one inside the home was injured, and the crash remains under investigation. Quincy's Senior Olympics are back this year. Council on Aging Director Tom Clasby says the 38th annual Senior Olympics will be held May 9th through the 26th. Clasby says the games are being stretched out over a longer period of time in order to keep crowd sizes lower as a precaution due to the pandemic. Registration forms are available now at the Kennedy Center. The Quincy Center Post Office on Washington Street is holding an open house today for job seekers. Applicants must have a valid state driver's license, safe driving record, 2 years driving experience, and may be required to work any day of the week, including holidays. The Quincy Animal Shelter is holding a moving sale this Saturday. The shelter is moving out of their Broad Street location to a temporary home on East Quantum Street and wants to sell off surplus pet toys, leashes, collars, and other accessories before they move. Donations will be accepted for the items, but there are no individual prices for those items. A Kingston family was awarded nearly $5 million after golf balls caused thousands in damages to their home. The Tenzar family has lived near Fairway 15 on the golf course on the Indian Pond Country Club since 2017. Their attorney says it didn't take long for golf balls to wreak havoc on the house. In the 4 years of living there, the attorney says nearly 700 golf balls have landed on their property. A Plymouth Superior Court judge awarded the family $100,000 in property damage and $3.5 million in emotional distress. Fees and interest bring the total awarded to nearly $5 million. The attorney representing the owner of the golf course said part of the risk of living on a golf course is the potential for damage by golf balls. He also said the course has insurance to cover damages. The owner of the course does plan to appeal the decision. In the meantime, the Indian Pond Country Club has temporarily changed the hole the Tenzar family lives near from a par 4 to a par 3, while working to find a positioning that will not lead to as many golf balls hitting their home. If the owner loses the appeal, they will have to pay the Tenzar family those damages. Dozens of restaurants in Boston's North End have applied for the city's outdoor dining program, despite the fact those restaurants face a $7,500 fee for offering outdoor dining. According to a city spokesperson, Boston officials have received 67 outdoor dining applications. As of yesterday, those applications are in various stages of review ahead of the program's May 1st start date in the North End. A number of North End restaurant owners expressed outrage over the $7,500 outdoor dining fee, a fee that was not being imposed on other city neighborhoods. A group of those owners made a threat to sue Mayor Michelle Wu in the city last month. In turn, Wu sent a letter to the owners to signal the City Hall would be prepared to rescind outdoor dining in that neighborhood if a majority of restaurant owners believe the proposed program for the season is unworkable. On March 29th, Wu held firm on the fee, but said restaurants could apply for a hardship waiver that could drop it to $5,000 or $3,000 and offered the option to pay the fee in monthly installments. That didn't sit well with some owners who said they were intentionally shut out of Wu's news conference when it was moved to a smaller room that accommodated fewer people. A city spokesperson says the city has received 28 hardship waiver applications from restaurants. 23 of them were granted. The outdoor dining season in the North End is set to run May 1st through September 5th, but Wu's office previously said the date may be pushed back to September 30th. Pending compliance, the outdoor dining season for all other Boston neighborhoods started back on April 1st. Well, starting with this year's eighth graders, Massachusetts students would need to earn higher scores on their MCAS test to graduate from high school. Under a regulation set for a June Board of Elementary and Secondary Education vote, the board voted yesterday to open a public comment period on the changes following a February discussion where members of an advisory group helping Education Commissioner Jeff Riley develop his recommendation said they felt raising the passing standard was an important move. In a memo to the board, Riley said research shows MCAS scores predict later outcomes in education and earnings, and only 11% of students in the class of 2011 who scored at the current passing standard in mathematics went on to enroll in a four-year college, and only 5% graduated from a four-year college within 7 years. Under the proposal, students in the classes of 2026 to 2029 would be required to earn a scaled score of 486 on the English and math exams, or score a 470 and complete an educational proficiency plan. Threshold would be set at 470 for science and technology and engineering tests. Currently, the score threshold for English is 472, or 455 with an educational proficiency plan, and for math it's 486 or 469 with an educational proficiency plan. The regulatory amendments also propose some changes around educational proficiency plans. Education Secretary James Pizer said he thinks the proposal strikes the right balance between realigning standards and ensuring districts provide transparency and support to students who are not meeting those standards. Advocacy group Citizen for Public Schools said MCAS tests have not closed achievement gaps and that raising the passing standard would hurt populations least likely to pass the exam, including English language learners and students with disabilities. Groundbreaking for a memorial to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife Coretta Scott King is set for today. The 22-foot-high, 40-foot-wide bronze sculpture will be the first new memorial on Boston Common in 30 years. The Embrace, designed by Hank Willis Thomas, was chosen out of 126 submissions. Some work has already begun at the site. Today's ceremonial groundbreaking is set for 2 p.m. Check of business news. Stocks are down again. Dow lost 809 points. NASDAQ dropped 514. The S&P fell 120. Asian stocks are also lower. The dollar is higher. The euro is up. And oil is up again to almost $102 a barrel. Sports: Bruins beat the Panthers 4-2, clinching a wild card spot. They will host the Sabres tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 6-5 in 10 innings. The series continues in Toronto tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Maybe a morning shower, otherwise partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and windy, high of 51 degrees. Friday, sun and clouds, high 53. Saturday, sun and clouds, high 57. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, northwest winds will gust to 25 knots, and a high tide at 9:40 a.m. Sunrise, 5:44, set 7:38. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 27th.